The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. A man came up to Jesus, knelt down before him, and said, "Lord, have pity on my son, who is a lunatic and suffers severely. Often he falls into fire, and often into water. I brought him to your disciples, but they could not cure him." Jesus said in reply, "O faithless and perverse generation, how long will I be with you? How long will I endure you? Bring the boy here to me." Jesus rebuked him, and the demon came out of him. And from that hour, the boy was cured. Then the disciples approached Jesus in private and said, "Why could we not drive it out?" He said to them, "Because of your little faith. Amen, I say to you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Thought I'd tell you about our first reading today from the book of the prophet Habakkuk. And the reason for that is because you almost never hear from the prophet Habakkuk. You will hear from Habakkuk precisely one time every 3 years on a Sunday. There's one little reading from Habakkuk. And here on the weekday cycle, you'll hear from Habakkuk just once every other year, and that just once is today. So it's really too bad, because it's a great, one of the most useful messages in the whole Old Testament the prophet Habakkuk has. Not much known about the prophet himself, other than the fact that he lived in Jerusalem just before the time of the Babylonian invasion. The year that Habakkuk writes, it's about 600 BC, give or take. And I tell you, the value of Habakkuk is he's the first person in the Bible to quarrel with God. Long before there was Job, there was Habakkuk. Just like you heard here in your first reading, he turns to God and he says, "Lord, are you not God from all of eternity? Then why do you gaze on the faithless in silence, while the wicked man destroys the just?" Now there's a prophet you can relate to, right? Right? Don't you read the news and you ask God those same questions? You channel your inner Habakkuk and you say, "God, why do you let the wicked prosper?" Now Job asked God that same question. You remember the book of Job? And Job says, "Lord, why do the wicked prosper?" You remember what God answers Job? God says, "Job, where were you when I laid the foundations of the world, Job? Job, where were you when I said to the sea, 'Thus far shall you go and no farther'? Job, you're in no position to ask me anything." There's a lot of truth in that, right? But sometimes you want a more specific answer. Well, you get one with Habakkuk. Because Habakkuk asks a more specific question. He wants to know why the Babylonian army is being allowed to rise up against God's chosen people and to threaten them. So he turns to God and he says, "God, don't you realize that the Babylonian army is rising up against your people? Why don't you do something? Don't you realize the Babylonian army is being raised up against Israel?" And God answers back. He says to Habakkuk, he goes, "Yeah, I know. I'm the one raising up the Babylonian army against Israel." And Habakkuk says, "You're doing what?" And God says, "I'm raising up Babylon against my people. But it's not to destroy them. It's to purify them of their sins and to bring them back to myself. Israel indeed would be destroyed at the hands of its enemies." But that was only the short-term view. Because in the long term, God was not destroying his people. He was restoring them. And this is the value of this little prophet, right? He reminds us, God's providence is so powerful, he even uses his enemies to bring about his will. Happens all down through the Bible. Remember the book of Genesis. And God made Pharaoh's heart hardened. Why did God harden Pharaoh's heart in the book of Genesis? Because he used that hardened heart to set his people free. Just like he used the arrogance of Goliath to raise up King David, or used the cowardice of Pontius Pilate to bring about the redemption of the cross, or he used the tyranny of Emperor Nero to spread his gospel all through the world. God uses even his enemies to bring about his will. Now understand, God doesn't cause evil, but he sure does use it. There's people in your life right now, the most irritating people in your life, worth their weight in gold. They're bringing about your sanctity. They're the pipe cleaners of the soul. Illness, weakness, God uses that to teach us much-needed humility. It's a very valuable lesson from an obscure Old Testament prophet. Very valuable lesson. Just like Habakkuk says, press on, this vision will, and I promise it will not disappoint. The just man, because of his faith, will live. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help make that faith our own. Saint Dominic, pray for us.